Hello there, you little fucking bitch. I suppose by now that she's told you all about last night, hasn't she? Well, in case she didn't quite tell you every detail, how about I fucking do it then instead? Last night. Fuck, you have a hot little package on your hands there, don't you? Pity you can't do fucking anything about it. I mean, look at you. You're just pathetic. Sitting there stroking that tiny little dick of yours. Is it any wonder that she's come to a real man like me? I fucking pounded the shit out of her. And she was good. Oh, fuck, she was good. She had such a tight little pussy. Because there's no way you fucking used that ever. Jeez. Oh, and she screamed my name. She fucking screamed it so loud. Oh, yeah. I think she actually made my ears ring. She was that loud. It felt like just years of tension just finally got released because she actually got a decent fuck for once. I mean, it's a wonder she hasn't left your sorry ass before now. Because she was a fucking animal. Like, just a demon in bed. I swear we went for hours. I mean, I looked at the clock and it was 3 a.m. and then I looked again and it was 5 a.m. I mean, she just fucking went and went and went. I have no idea how you haven't worn out something like that before. But then now that I can see you, is it any wonder? So yeah, so, you know, we kind of flirted a bit in work and came to the office party and stuff. And, you know, I look pretty good in a suit. She danced with me at the office party and she kind of exactly saw what I was packing. And so she told me. She told me that she can fuck other guys if she wants to. Doesn't matter about you. And so, whenever she sent you away, she brought me back to your place and she brought me over to your bed where the two of you sleep every night. And yeah, we fucked in your bed. She's just crazy. She really is fucking crazy. Do you know what she even did? Jesus fucking Christ. We fucked for a while and then she just got so horny that she made me take the condom off. She made me come in her, you know. And she sent me a text this morning saying that she sat on your face. And you probably thought she was just wet, but no. That was my fucking cum, you idiot. You bitch. Oh my god. But yeah. I stretched that tight little pussy out last night. In fact, look at this. Look. Do you fucking see that? And look at that shit you're packing. What even the fuck is that? This is what a fucking real man has between his legs. Oh, man. And I fucking gave it to her. Oh, man. I bet you noticed the bruises on her, too. Because we didn't just have sex. Like, we actually just fucked. And I slammed the shit out of her. Right deep. She actually told me that she'd never felt anyone go that deep before. Not you. Not any of her boyfriends. No one. And I kept on fucking her. And do you know what? I think I even made her squirt a bit. And she squirted and she made sure to leave the wet patch on your side. Because she knew that you'd have to sleep in it. Oh, that was fucking satisfying. That was satisfying as shit. And at first she was maybe a little bit apprehensive, you know, but she started to get into it. She got into it a lot. And before she really started to get pretty vocal, I made her tell me. Made her tell me things about you and about me. I made her say that my dick was probably the biggest that she's had and that it stretched her out. You know, whenever I finished with her, she did actually gape open a little bit and my cum did leak out a bit, but she put on a pair of your boxers just to hold that cum in her pussy. Just so as our combined juices would just kind of seep out onto your stupid little boxers. And so someday, you know, probably today actually, maybe tomorrow, you'll be wearing those boxers and you'll know that my cum and her pussy juice will just be mixed on your insignificant tiny little dick. And you'll get off on it. You'll get off on knowing that I fucked her so bad. Oh, jeez. I mean, look at you. You look like you're fucking dying to touch yourself. You're such a little bitch. You've no idea. Oh. And, I took some pictures and some video as well. I think I might even show them to a few guys in the office. Just to show just how much she's willing to put out. Those are some good pictures. I'm sure she'll show them to you as well, actually. I particularly like the one where you can see just the head of my cock just peeking out of the entrance to her pussy. And you can see my cum just kind of peeking around the edges, just where I've just come in her for the first time without a condom on. And I'm just kind of fucking my cum back into her pussy. That's pretty hot, that one. Or the one where she's like, she's got her throat right down on me and she's taken me all the way to my base. And like, deep throat in 7 inches is not any mean feat. So, you know, I don't know how she's learned that, because she certainly didn't fucking learn it with you. So, yeah. And we fucked for a good few hours. And I made her come, like, fuck, she's a banshee. She screams whenever she comes. I don't know if you've heard it because, you know, you definitely haven't been satisfying her. So, I made her tell me that I made her come like no one had ever come before. And it was good. It was pretty good, yeah. I think we might even be meeting up pretty soon to have another round, actually. Yeah, I'll probably give her another ring soon. Just to say, you know, how we've had this nice little chat, and maybe I think actually you could maybe watch next time. You know, you could maybe get a few lessons in how a real man works. And then she can actually say it to your face, you know, all fuck her doggy style. And you can look into her eyes and you can see that look as she gets fucked. I think I'll do that. So, yeah. So we just kind of fucked, and then at the end of it, she just kind of lay beside me. And she just kind of talked to me about how good it was to actually have a nice fat thick dick inside her for once. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, she was good, her pussy was good, but I think her ass was actually probably slightly better, you know. It was tighter. So, you know, I fucked her in her ass. Only came in her ass once. Came in her pussy twice, though. And down her throat twice. So, you know, we did go for quite a long time. Because, I mean, it takes me quite a while to go for second and third round, you know. So, it was good. It was good. She must have done a lot of reading because she really knew how to work my dick. And so, yeah, so she's actually been texting me for a bit this morning too. Just kind of showing me her bruises, just sent me a few wee pictures. And sending me a few wee text messages. Hold on, actually, Yeah, no, that's her. She says she's a little bit sore, actually, still. She wants to meet up tonight, actually. So, yeah. That'll be good. So you'll probably have to just fuck off while I just bang the shit out of her again. I don't know. I don't think we'll use your bed again. I think we'll probably just christen some other areas in the house. I don't know. We'll find somewhere. And we'll probably not limit it just to one place. We'll probably do it all over the house, actually, to be honest, just as a fucking constant reminder to you. So, yeah. I hope you've enjoyed our little sit-down chat. And you've enjoyed hearing about just how good your girlfriend is. So, I'm sure I'll see you tonight at some point. Well, actually, I probably won't, because you don't even fucking deserve to look at me, so yeah. I'll probably go and fuck her, come on her a few times and leave her satisfied. So whenever you get home and she's just lying in a passed out mess, just babbling about how good she's been fucked, I'll make sure to get her to tell you all the juicy details as you just clean her pussy up, you know, and maybe it'll actually get a bit of masculinity in you, just actually taste some cum. So yeah, enjoy that, and I'll see you later.